Just don't believe in Ryan Day.
Beat Michigan first, and then pound your chest.
National championship, Ohio State, Utah.
Rematch of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, Utah. I hate to say it as a BYU fan, but Utah has...
They
have all the right mechanisms.
My hot take for the SEC, Alabama finishes unranked. Welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired, College Football Preview Edition.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, college football is in the air. Mm-hmm. Recapping week zero. Who watched week zero?
I watched it.
I only got to watch some highlights. Florida I was out
State?
Of town.
I watched Florida State, Georgia Tech. Dude, it was amazing.
What yeah. a fun game.
That was an awesome game.
I love that last year Florida State did kind of get screwed out of the college football playoff, but then they got blown out in their bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And then this season, they're like, they're on the comeback. Well, and then they lose to Georgia. What a terrible.
Did you see Kirk Herbstreit's response to the game afterwards?
Well, because why were they
so college game
him?
Day? Well, they're booing him because Kirk Herbstreit was a big voice in being like Florida State shouldn't have been in the playoffs last year.
Oh, yeah.
So Florida State fans hate Kirk Herbstreit and ESPN because ESPN basically voiced ACC shouldn't have a representative in the playoffs. They were, I don't know how big of it, but they were a factor in Florida State not being in the playoffs. So that's why. So Florida State fans or in Ireland, just getting shit-faced off Guinness's already, and then they go to College Game Day. They're booing Kirk Herbstreit the entire time. And I'm not going to pull up the tweet, but after the game, basically, Kirk Herbstreit was like, well, the good news is, with the 12-team format, Florida State should still have a way to get into the playoffs still. It's not over yet.
Dude.
You could hear his smugness behind the tweet.
I mean, last year, I forgot about that, but last year, I remember why. It's because, like, your quarterback got injured, so he wasn't going to play.
Yeah,
right.
And so I understand them being like, well, let's not put them in there because it's not like the Florida State that got them to where they are. It's like their quarterback's out.
Yeah.
Like, right. They're not going to be the same team.
If they had their quarterback, I think they would have gone in.
They were undefeated.
But yeah, they were undefeated.
They would
have
been
the
in.
Thing. What told you everything you need to know was Michigan's reaction to seeing who they were playing in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw it was Alabama, they're like, fuck. Like,
yeah.
So that just confirmed to me. I was like, oh, yeah. It should have been Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. And like, that was a great game.
Yeah.
The Alabama Michigan game. But real quick, back to week zero. First off, the stadium was amazing. It was like,
it looks very
gorgeous.
Cool.
Like all the shots of would show the camera behind the quarterback, like the view, like there's like so much light in that stadium. It just looked awesome. But yeah, that game was so fucking good. And also reconfirmed that, dude, Ugalele, is that as I say his name?
Ugalele.
You just can't quite get there.
Is he who the quarterback was for Florida State? I didn't know that.
Because he was quarterback.
He was so hyped out of high school. Well,
and he was, a lot of hype. And then he was at Oregon State last year.
He was the one backup to T-Law, too, right? That was his...
I can't remember where he was before that.
He was at Clemson. He started a season.
Oh, yeah, then it
he
wasn't
played
good.
13 games. Fact check me on this, but I think he was like 9 touchdowns, 11 picks in 13 games.
Jeez.
Well, then he was at Oregon State, and Oregon State, what was so good about that team was I think they had a good O-line and they're really good running back. And so it wasn't
and he wasn't bad. I think he was 25 touchdowns, 7 picks.
No, he was good. But it just for a team I think what Florida State thinks they should be, which is we should be. I remember one of the commentators this is a team that thinks they can go to the national championship. I was like, Florida State? anything can happen, but
do you think any ACC team, I guess an ACC team will go to the playoffs with the new format.
I mean, I know, but if any, I don't think there's any ACC team that can go to the national championship because Clemson is not Clemson anymore. Because fucking Dabo
doesn't believe in the transfer portal, right?
Refuses to believe to use the transfer portal. Yeah. There's no players on their team that is from the transfer portal. And it's you have to use it a little bit.
Yeah.
There's no way around
it. Well, I mean, that's what Dion proved when he was down at Jackson State. And
Travis Hunter.
State he was at? Yeah.
Jack State.
Yeah.
But because I think Travis Hunter went there when this was crazy because he's a 5-star athlete.
He decommitted from Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But then you look at Colorado, and it's like their whole team now is transfers.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to watch the down them just collapse.
It's gonna be a 30 for 30
because I mean
it's like
everything. It's so crazy. It's like the way he talks about like toughness and all that. And then you'd be like, I don't want to talk to this reporter anymore because they said something mean about me. Like, like it's like everything about it. I like his son is like way too cocky.
Yeah.
And like,
it's just, he's first overall pick.
First pick.
Yeah.
Remember,
that is, like, if you're going to talk that much, which I respect. I honestly don't.
No, shit talking's fun.
I love shit talking, but
you have to back
you
it up.
Can't, well, and you can't block journalists. You can't block people from showing up if you're a shit talker.
Dude, Shador in the NFL.
That's a bitch move.
Especially all the shit you say. Yeah, and then one person says it back to you, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They don't totally get it. And then, like, all these, like, so many people have left the team, and then I think, isn't, like,
Warren, a lot of players like, hate him
Warren,
now, yeah.
I think, like, Warren Sapp is, like, a coach now.
Yes, yeah. I think he is. He's a D line coach, I think. For
he was kind of cute though, because he was like, "This is actually giving me purpose right now."
So, dude, yeah. Warren Sapp is awesome,
that's,
man.
So that's cool. Depressing. But I mean, Colorado. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like they don't have to play Oregon this year, you know, but they'll still have to play Utah. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, they're in the Big 12 then, with like, Utah.
They won four games last year.
Yeah,
ugh.
And like they were like. They should have. Did they lose to Colorado State? No, they almost lost to Colorado State.
They almost.
Yeah.
And there
Colorado
some
State's the one who like broke Travis Hunter too, right?
Yeah. And there was some questionable officiating.
Yeah.
Like Colorado State.
They were pretty clearly headhunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, it was fucking crazy the whole game. I like Travis Hunter. He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
But fucking, I remember last year, it was like, I think it was like they went to TCU, beat TCU, then we found out TCU.
Dude, that first game was so fun.
But then
yeah.
like TCU just didn't have a good season.
It's because they had gone to the playoffs the year before.
No, they went to the national championship. And
that's right. Yeah,
everyone left.
Yeah,
you know, because it. So, anyways, like I'm like they went to TCU, beat them, and I think they won their next game, and then like. I remember the Heisman talk was they were already like, should Shador Sanders be in the, like, they're like, he's in the Heisman race. And you're like, that was so funny to like 2 weeks in, they're like, he's a Heisman candidate. And then just all of that just evaporated, especially when they had, I think
the collapse was.
Yeah.
Dude, when they went to Oregon, when they went to Autzen and just got fucking
also
smoked.
The videos of them going to like the O.
If you want
stomping like, on
stomping
the O.
On
yeah,
the o.
That's right.
Like so cocky.
It's I know. Yeah, that's why I'm so excited. Because like Oregon is just always
so
a problem.
They're not coming to Provo.
Who? Colorado?
CU?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're not playing BYU. They're not
playing BYU at all.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Utah, I think.
Utah, and then we're going there. They played here last year. Which,
well, that was in the Pac-12 this
I
year.
I know. They still are respecting that.
I think they're playing in Salt Lake this year.
Colorado?
No.
Oh,
are they
no,
not?
No. Okay. The commissioner kept it. So like whoever
so
played
alternating.
Yeah. Speaking of respecting traditions, I haven't seen any info on this. Are BYU and Utah going to wear both home colors for their for their game?
They absolutely
BYU
should.
Already announced their uniform set for the year.
Okay. Yeah. And so they're wearing, the royal blues.
All blue, royal blue helmets, royal
yes.
blue face
all
blue.
It is the
all
best
royal blue.
It's so fun.
And Utah's definitely going to go all red.
And that's going to be at
the
Rice
coolest.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
fun.
Cool when they wear those out, when they wear those uniforms. Like
I'm not a huge fan of the royal blue helmets.
I love the royal blue.
It's grown on me, but it's still not my favorite.
Anything's better than the dark blue.
I'm excited.
The dark blue sucks. No,
the
white royal and white pants
is
my favorite.
No, I like
combo.
The white. It's like I understand. I'm not saying. I don't think it should be. It should be. It's an alternate. It's like I don't think you should always have the royal blue helmet.
Yeah. Okay. That's valid.
Yeah.
As an alternate, and like especially for the Holy War, where it's all red versus all blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like the royal blue with like the white helmet, it's like such a good look. Like it just. Oh my God. It's so much more fun rooting for BYU in royal blue.
Yeah.
The dark blue era like was just. Especially like the Gary Croton years, that was dark.
I hated the navy blue until they got the navy blue helmets. I do think it looks kind of cool when it's all navy.
So like is it like their alternate where it's like almost like an all black.
Yeah,
that one's not bad because that one's not so bad because it's like it's almost like they're just going for an all black look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not like.
Are they doing a blackout jersey this year?
No
their
black
Vegas
this year.
Blackout one last year was
it just
not
I don't know. There's
great.
Just something about BYU and like all black or like
that one, the all navy. That's not bad.
No, that one's not bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's not there. That one.
It's not bad. It's just like the royal
royal looks so much better.
Well, especially it's like for me, it's like because again, the photo like that, the dark blue jersey looks a lot better. But on when you're watching the game, and like the camera's all the way up here, it just doesn't stand out that much.
No.
And it just doesn't look as good on the camera. Like, so that's like the royal blue, it just pops mm-hmm. and it's like, it's more fun.
Also, have you seen their 90s whites that they're wearing this year?
Wait, they're wearing a 90s? Some of those 90s jerseys are some of the worst jerseys BYU ever had.
No, these ones are pretty cool.
If they bring back the bibs.
The bibs, man. I would love a bibs return.
The bibs.
My brother was dating this girl when he was a student at BYU. And she just knew he liked football. And so she bought him a bib jersey.
Oh, like the block letters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
With a black outline. Yeah. And then the black stripe, the black shadow on the stripe, like, too.
The Y on the shoulders.
That doesn't look good. The Y looks weird like that. Like
it looks very reminiscent of like San Francisco's 90s throwback.
It's okay because it's like pretty much a full white uniform.
Yeah.
And so those always look good. Like one of my favorite Utah uniforms is when I went to the Rose Bowl and played Ohio State.
Rose Bowl logo for Utah was so cool.
It was like, and they were all white with like the rose in between the U's. Like that was a fucking awesome.
It was a cool one. Ohio State was a lot more subtle. It was pretty cool. What they did is they had a rose pattern in their center stripe,
mm-hmm.
but it was way too subtle. You couldn't see it even on close ups on the camera. Yeah. Whereas the U, they had a so great sick. Rose Bowl uniform.
That was an amazing game too. It just it sucked that Cam Rising got hurt.
I wonder how different it would have been. I mean, the second half is when Marvin Harrison Jr. was
it's when they realized that like. One of the players on defense was like a running back. And so they were, cause like someone got hurt and they didn't like realize it at first. So then they just started throwing to where he was.
Yeah.
But even that game was like electric. And then even the pig farmer, he threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
So like when Cam got hurt,
speaking of Cam Rising, he's in the top 10 quarterbacks for this year for the preseason.
Yeah. I mean,
Heisman candidate.
Well, dude, that would be the best.
Do you think
love that.
Do you think that is to happen?
I doubt it. I just doubt it. I mean, depending on how good the season is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a really great season, doesn't get hurt, like, you never know. But
he's eligible for another year, too, right?
For him, it's like he might take it because, like, he'll make money. I don't think he's an NFL guy. I don't know.
Yeah, JT. Well, like, this is kind of like what JT Barrett was to Ohio State. He was there. For ages, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
But if the NIL was going on back then, he would have made so much money.
Money, but then again, it's like, who knows? Because then Isaac Wilson is in behind. Mm-hmm. Isaac Wilson's QB too, which is sick.
Is that Zach's brother?
Yeah,
yeah.
Also, speaking of, did you hear Corner Kent?
They beat IMG.
So so they're like best receiver. He's a 5-star.
Corner Canyons.
I saw the highlight of the catch he made.
Yeah, so he's a 5-star. Athlete, and so his top three right now schools are Ohio State, Georgia, and Utah.
There we go.
And he was like, if you guys throw the ball a lot, he's like, I'll come to Utah. Because also then he'll play with Isaac,
who was his former teammate,
which was his quarterback.
Yeah.
So like, which is the craziest thing is it would be the first 5-star athlete to commit to Utah, and it would be a wide receiver. Of like all the fucking positions
you would think it'd be a defense for Utah for
a wide receiver. No,
really,
they've done all this with because it's just
that's crazy.
They just had to do this all the other shit.
Yeah,
I don't.
That does surprise me.
Well, that's why the development's so good. Like, so they can develop players really well because they had to. But like, they'd never landed a 5-star.
Is Steve Smith involved with Utah at all? Does he ever
The guy who owns the Jazz?
No, Steve, receiver, one of the best Steve receivers Smith. In the NFL. Steve Smith.
I don't know.
What did I say? Did 90s. I say Steve?
No, you said Steve Smith.
Yeah. No, I just
he played for the Panthers for like 15 years.
I guess I just don't know the name. No. Don't know.
He played for the U. He's one of the most aggressive.
He's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer.
I have a ton of gaps. I'm getting more and more into football, but there's still a ton of shit.
Watch his highlights. Yeah, he's one of my favorite. He's like one of the most aggressive receivers.
Oh, very fun. He was like a receiver who the people are like, he played angry as a receiver.
Dude,
it was like Hines Ward.
It's not quite the
same.
It's not quite the same, but like, I remember, I was watching, I think it was last season when it was a Saints game and like Taysom Hill, it was one of the Taysom Hill games.
Yeah.
Where like they use him and like watching him like run into defenders, like he like tries to tackle
he's
them.
He's angry, man.
And they're like, so, and then like, so then it opens up the run later because people like don't want to tackle him as much because he's like trying, he'll just, so players like that I love who are just like fucking crazy.
I love Taysom because he answers the question, what would have happened if Tebow switched positions?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much what they were going to do with Tebow.
Yeah.
And now Taysom's doing it.
Well, no, I think Tebow was a better college quarterback, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Taysom is a...
As far as like the body type. Yeah, and
Taysom was a much better athlete than Tebow.
Yes, yeah.
Tebow's a pretty good athlete, too, though.
I
mean, obviously, he was a great athlete, but I don't think he could do what Taysom has been doing at this hybrid position.
Well, I think as well, the mindset that someone like a Taysom has, and I think players in his position who they're not... given everything, you know, it's like, you know, like he had like fight for his positions, like especially to stay in the NFL. It's like, they're going to be a little more crazy. Because
he went undrafted, he signed with Green Bay and then got cut from Green Bay. And then he got onto the Saints afterwards. And that was his first year. So like, yeah, he's going to do anything he can to just get on the field.
Yeah.
Also, as a Seahawks fan, and you saying you enjoy guys who like run people over, did you ever watch some Marshawn Lynch highlights? Okay, I'm just checking because you said you have some gaps in your football. I was like, did you watch Beast Mode?
You know what? I was watching it.
What about the bus?
I was watching it was some video about this guy made this video is like 10 years ago, what happened in the NFL. So it's like 2014.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes to us. It's very fun.
KTO.
Yeah.
And then he gets, so then he gets up, you know.
Great YouTube channel.
There's a lot of like interesting like shit, but you know, finally gets to the Super Bowl. And it's just always so funny when they're like, they have the best running back in the league. And they're like on like the 1 yard line. And then
it's so depressing.
And they had like three more downs, and they're like,
"Here's okay." In defense of Pete Carroll,
they had no timeouts.
In defense of Pete Carroll, no timeouts. Also, Marshawn was getting stopped a lot that game. He wasn't having breakout runs like he had the rest of the season. The Patriots on the line were actually doing pretty good at shutting him down at the line. So I understand why Pete made the call.
And I remember early in the season, there's a game against Denver where it's kind of the same deal where they just stuffed him every time. And so it's like, and the Seahawks had run that play where they just had the slot receiver go under the outside corner. The outside receiver comes underneath and catches a quick slant for a touchdown. And they'd run that very successfully throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seemed like everyone's expecting Marshawn Lynch. We have this play that works almost every time.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Butler just happened to recognize it.
Yeah, he saw the play. And then they had practiced, like, I guess, like defending against that play.
So he literally jumped the gun on it. And then
I saw some like clip as well where though it was like Belichick like wasn't calling a timeout either. There were like everyone kept asking him, like, are you gonna call a timeout? And he's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And so he just like let them have to like run the play. Like they didn't let them have a second of like a chance to like maybe we should do something else. He was like, no, you have to run a play.
So I had just gone like back from my mission. It was my first semester back at BYU Idaho, and we filled our apartment lounge with like 60 people for that Super Bowl, all Seahawk fans.
Oh my God.
Oh, and man. Then I had two friends from Boston who were at our Super Bowl party going for the Patriots.
Oh my God.
And it was like the vibe of a funeral. Like it was just the room just with cold. Two guys running around going nuts. But I mean, it was a packed. It was probably the biggest Super Bowl party I've ever been to.
Oh my
Everyone's
God.
Going for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see them win their first Super Bowl because I was on my mission. I remember when that happened, I was knocking on doors and someone let me into their house like, you're American. You watch the Super Bowl, and he had it on, mm-hmm. and I see the Seahawks are winning like 28-0 against the Broncos.
Dude, that was the wildest like, Super Bowl.
No way. I remember walking out, looking at the stars, and I was like, thank God. I was like, it's happening. And my companion, who's from Ecuador, is like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, they did it. They did it. God damn it.
I had a moment like that where I was the lone fan. I didn't know it would be that way, but Quinn invited me to his place to watch the BYU Utah game.
Oh, yeah.
And all summer, Quinn and I are bonding over BYU football. So I just assume he's going to go for BYU. Nope, he's cheering on Utah hard.
Yeah.
His roommate is a huge Utes fan.
The biggest Utah fan I know.
Yeah, Ellie's going for the Utes. Like, everyone else in the apartment is going Utes except for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I guess I'm the only fan. And then this is OnlyFans shout outs. And then it was the year that BYU finally beat Utah for the first time in
like
12 years or something like that.
I was at that game.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
So the do you remember the flyover too when we were grilling?
Oh yeah, we were outside grilling. Like
we're grilling burgers. Yeah. And Quinn's apartment at the time was maybe 2 miles away from the stadium. And so we're grilling burgers. We had no idea there was going to be a flyover. And so the Jets go over Lavelle Edwards Stadium and they're going so fast that like you see the Jets before you hear it, but they come so fast that it like scared me. I had no time to think rationally.
Like, well, we remember we looked up and we're like, what's that? And then it was like, and like
it was so loud.
Yeah. Amanda and I were trying to find our seats and we had no clue a flyover was coming and it scared the shit out of both of us.
They're the coolest things.
Oh, it's awesome.
All of that happened so fast and it was so loud. I just had no time to think rationally. Yeah. I was like,
I'm bummed that there's been two opportunities I've had to witness a flyover. One was Seattle's opener in 2019.
Uh-huh.
And the other time was the BYU Utah game. Both times I was trying to find my seat and I was like in the concourse and I like missed it. I just heard it.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, they're so cool. That game sucked too, that BYU game, because that was before they put Cam Rising in.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was this other guy. They had like play three games. It just fucking sucked.
Brewer.
Yeah, Brewer. Just,
that's right.
And then, like, and they're like, in the San Diego State game, they played like, I think this is the next one. Like, they were like losing. They finally put Cam in. And then, like, they like, it goes like triple overtime. They still lost. But like, it finally looked like the team actually like wanted to play because like no one liked Brewer. And, like, Cam Rising was a captain as a backup, as QB2.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like that's like it was. Yeah. So they finally put him in and then that's when it all changed.
Which, but, yeah, because I remember at the end of that season, it was like, I'm not sure BYU could have beaten this Utah team.
No, they wouldn't be able to beat him with like especially towards the end of the season. With Cam, they were like really like firing. Mm-hmm. And then like, I mean, that's like, I mean, that USC game was insane.
Yeah.
That year. And then like, it was totally different team. But it was like actually crazy because like those first couple games it was like sad watching Utah play. They couldn't like do anything.
Yeah. But I mean, being at your place and then finding out I'm the only BYU fan there. And again, BYU's first win in I think 12 years.
Long time.
I mean there's the history too where the BYU's three chances to win the game and still lose every single time and the fans rush in the field.
Oh, like, was that at that Utah at Utah?
Yeah.
I was at that game.
I was driving home from Logan. Yeah. That during that game, and I was listening to it in the radio, and I'm just like, "What is going on?"
I know it just what kept is happening? Ending, and then it kept coming back, and like, dude, I was at that game on a, it was supposed to be at a dance, like a, it wasn't prom, but it was something like that. And
yeah,
I, and I asked this girl, and then there's a guy in my ward who, he was a BYU golf coach. And I just kept asking him as a joke, like, hey, you know, give me tickets to that game? And he gave me tickets to that. And then he just was like, hey, I got you your tickets. I was like, oh, I was kidding. And then so I just took her to that game.
Heck yeah.
And then like she was like, you know, had a boyfriend, but I was like, here we are. We're not going to the dance. We're not going to the dance. We're gonna go to this BYU game. But yeah, that was a crazy game. But
so yeah. So I'm at your place celebrating alone the first victory in forever with all that history and like yeah, so every time BYU scored, I'm just like, yes, and every time. But I couldn't, like, make any big noise because I didn't want to piss anyone off in the house.
So, Amanda and I just moved to Utah, like, the week before that game.
Yeah.
And Amanda's, like, it's her first semester at BYU, so we're, like, and she transferred from Gonzaga. And she's only used to, like, her school team just dominating. And so, that game, she was like, oh, so BYU is just good at football. It's just like how Gonzaga basketball is. And so she was like,
au contraire.
Yeah. False expectations.
Well, especially in this, the independent BYU era was a dark time.
Oh, man. My favorite thing to do is go back to like Reddit forums or other sports forums when big announcements like that are made. And when BYU went independent, people straight up believed that BYU had a better shot at the national championship.
Oh, no, no.
BYU fans
The BYU fans, like the hardcore, like crazy ones, are very fun to listen to.
Yeah.
The same thing. 12-team playoff format comes up, and they're like, here we go.
BYU's got a shot now.
Yeah, we're getting getting in this
season. We're winning the Big 12
today.
I think the Big 12 days are going to be much darker than the independent.
Well, I think.
I mean, I don't know. No, it's still better that they're in a conference.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, there's a lot of shit BYU has to figure out, but like,
I think it's going to be a hard first like 4 or 5 years. And then once they figure out the Big 12 and figure out recruiting and are able to get some better talent in there, they could come back. But the problem is they're BYU. So they kind of have a hard cap on what kind of people they can recruit.
That's why I feel like they have to focus more on like being a really well-coached team.
Yeah.
Where like you're doing the best with your talent, because then it's like you don't want like a team, you don't want people don't want to play because you're just like really, I don't know, because like you're not going to get these like high 4 stars.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe like once.
Well, my high school football coach was the offensive coordinator for Notre Dame when Brady Quinn played for them.
Dang.
And when I was a junior, I was talking about, like, at that time, my goal was to play like junior college football. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my coach that. And then I was like, if I don't go, I'll probably just go to school at BYU, be a regular student, never play football. And he went on a rant about BYU football because he played them twice when he was mm-hmm. with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He was like, that's the toughest team. He's like,
probably the Bronco.
He was like,
the Bronco years.
They have no talent. No, this is like, I think it was like a few years before.
Wasn't.
No, may have been right.
Brady Quinn. Well, when was Brady Quinn?
Early Bronco.
Okay.
Brady Quinn was like 2006, 2005. Yeah,
that's Bronco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, my coach, he was like, they tough as nails. That's the word I like remember him saying, like mm-hmm. tough as nails. He's like, they don't have the talent that anyone else has.
Yeah.
He's like, but they are just so tough. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like eye opening seeing like a former college offensive coordinator talk about.
Well, that's like what
BYU.
That's what I always heard about. Like, it's the same kind of shit you'd hear about, you know, like Utah with like Kyle Whittingham is like always like, yeah, that's like their identity is like just like a tough team that like you didn't want to play because, yeah, it's like they're just, yeah, they're crazy because that's Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then Bronco is definitely more of that kind of like, I don't know, like toughness, and they were way better.
Yeah, Bronco. I mean, Bronco was so defensive minded.
Yeah,
that was really his strength. Because I remember they had a horrible defensive coordinator, and then he fired him and just took over play mm-hmm. calling. And BYU had a huge turnaround that season. So
yeah,
I went to one of those Notre Dame games. By the way, 2000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it must have been 2006. It would have been 2005 or 2006.
With went to Brady BYU Quinn.
Notre Dame. Must have been.
Yeah.
Real quick. Because I didn't know Bronco was back.
Coaching. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know Bronco.
Segway. Yeah. Week 0.
Week 0. We got a long way out.
Didn't know.
I'm going through the channels to watch any game I can find.
Yeah.
And I see Montana State and New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching for like 5 minutes before they name Bronco Mendenhall. I was like, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So, because my friend texted me like, dude, you got to turn on the New Mexico game. I was like, why? He's like, Broncos coaching. And I was like,
I thought he was done. Yeah.
But
it seemed like his retirement from Virginia was like, he seemed burnt out.
Yeah. And I know there was a lot of Virginia fans who were sad. They were oh, no.
It seemed like Virginia were doing all right under him,
but
better than before.
So how was the game? I didn't watch it.
You want to recap it? I only watched some highlights. I was out of town this
weekend. New Mexico crushing Montana State.
Mm-hmm.
They have a commanding lead going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I believe their lead was 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 8 minutes, Montana State scores 21 unanswered points.
Oh my God.
And gets a game-winning touchdown with 10 seconds left.
Holy shit. Dude.
And Montana State's one of the best. They're an FCS school.
They're
right?
a good
They're
FCS
one of the
school.
Best in the FCS.
Didn't Montana State beat Washington a couple years ago?
Montana did. Not Montana State.
But still like an FCS.
Yeah,
that was an amazing game.
And Montana State won their national championship a few years ago, right?
A couple years ago, yeah. They won the FCS.
Dude, that's okay.
Bronco. So Bronco
dude,
just don't, drops the first game.
Perfect.
It's breaking a cardinal rule if you don't open against FCS schools.
You don't
do home openers. It always
BYU
ends up bad.
Next week.
Utah is.
Southern Illinois FCS school?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shoot.
Utah's playing.
Well, I don't think SCU. It goes bad necessarily.
Okay. Maybe it's just a few. Because North Dakota State always.
Most of the time the FBS school wins.
Okay.
Like we only hear about the upsets.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Appalachian State was pretty consistent at it though.
Well,
And then
what, winning or losing?
Winning the opening game.
Besides that Michigan game, was there another time?
Yeah, they had another upset. And then North Dakota State had a few.
Well, they're the best
one. Or South Dakota.
North Dakota State, aren't they the best one in the FCS?
Yeah,
they're one of them.
Yeah. They're kind of been getting dethroned.
Isn't that where...
I'll follow it because Eastern Washington. Shout out Red Turf.
Red Turf for life. So BYU... Utah SCU, that'd be fun. But Bronco, though, just dropped the ball.
Drops it. Other game I watched, Nevada and SMU. Mm. Very close game. Nevada wins. Wow. So SMU, their first game as a team. Is SMU officially in the ACC?
I think so.
So
and Stanford.
Yeah. So Nevada beats ACC team powerhouse.
Ooh,
yeah.
Dude, finally. Great. But when are they going to get the invite?
Who?
When's Nevada getting the invite to the ACC?
Yes, SMU joined in July of this year, the ACC.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy to be the ACC has Stanford.
They have Stanford
SMU,
and Cal. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is the Mountain West going to become the Pac-12?
I don't know what's going to happen to Washington State and Oregon State.
I heard they have like 2 to 4 years to form a conference, right?
I'd rock with the Pac too.
But it looks, if I was a betting man, they're going to work something out with the Big 12.
Really?
I think Oregon State and Washington State will eventually get into the Big 12.
I could see that. Or if the ACC wants to stay around, if they have Stanford and Cal, they're like, okay, we can add two teams that are... They're even closer.
Yeah.
And I could see that as well, but I don't think
the ACC will, but I think the Big 12 will, and the Big 12 is going to keep it because they got so many East Coast teams, and right now they've snagged so many teams out West. I think they're going to have...
Big 12 West and the Big 12
East. I think they'll have 10... Well, if they do that, there will be like 22 teams. And so it's keep 11 teams out West playing each other. It's 11 teams
mega
out.
Conference.
Mega conference.
Like the Pac-10 and the Big 12 again.
Yeah, basically, but all under the Big 12 banner. Big 12 championship will be these teams won't. I think they're trying to get to the point where these teams won't even cross over. Like West Virginia is not going to come all the way over and play Utah.
Well, BYU's eligible for Pac-12 now because they have medical school.
Is that the standard?
Yeah. That was one of two standards that kept BYU from being offered an invite.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how we'll see how their medical school does.
I would be
interested because it's like to go to a medical program like in its first year.
Yeah,
like that would be kind of wild. Like,
yeah, I know BYU is prestigious and like they'll try to hire some good teachers and faculty and get I think they already have an affiliation with who runs all the hospitals around here.
Intermountain Healthcare.
Intermountain. So I think they already have stuff set up. But yeah, it is weird to be like, yeah, it was the very first class.
Well, I feel like, you know, you get
your medical school.
You want to get drafted, you know, and it's like, man, I think I have a shot at going to like, you know, the Chiefs. And then you get drafted to Jacksonville. You know, it's like you couldn't make it to because the U's hospital, it's like it's great, but whatever. Let's talk football.
Yeah.
I want to talk football. I want to talk about
that's my fault for
college football playoff predictions.
Okay.
12 teams.
And real quick to put a button on Bronco, just nice to see him come all the way back home to the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Like that is actually kind of wild.
It is fun to see him back.
Watching that, see the Mountain West logo, and there's Bronco.
Yeah. Are there any coaches still in the Mountain West that he would have played against previously?
I can't imagine. Well, like the main only, like, I mean, I have no idea. Maybe like Air Force, but no one really stays around.
Yeah.
That's why like someone like Kyle Whittingham and like Mike Gundy are like, so like, and the Iowa coach are like, they're like, not a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Cause they're just, people usually just move. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do, college football prediction. Let's go conference by conference.
I was going to say each major conference gets one representative, right? There.
Let's start with.
Well, I don't think that's, it's just going to be. Tell me how the format is just top 12 teams.
Okay.
Are in.
No, the conference champions are, I think, automatic bid.
Yeah. Let's look up the rules.
I'm going to double check that.
I'm pretty sure conference champion is like from like the
okay,
power five.
So starting in the ACC then.
ACC. Oh, man. Okay. Well, so
I'm
much.
Let's see who's in the ACC now. Okay.
So much of this depends on if Miami's actually good. because like I feel like that Miami's getting a lot of hype.
Yeah. So the five highest ranked conference champions are odd, but there's only four power conferences.
Yeah. So power
like a Mountain West team gonna.
Oh yeah, dude, Utah State's getting in. it's definitely just the power four. Or if we still want to Pac-2, if someone want to consider that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm Miami. Yeah, Miami is probably.
Because Florida State, now I don't know.
Looking at the ACC.
Yeah. Right now, front runner, Georgia Tech.
Clemson. Yeah. I'm going with Clemson.
I just don't believe in Clemson.
I believe in Dabo.
I don't believe in Dabo right now.
I believe in Dabo.
I like Dabo, but I don't believe in, like, dude, it's been how many years since they've been fine?
Like 2021, 2020.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going dark horse with the ACC.
Louisville.
I'm going someone on Tobacco Road. So that's going to be Duke, UNC, or NC State.
NC State. Between those three.
NC State is the highest ranked of those three. I'm going to stick with them. NC State is my prediction. NC State. Miami is the highest in the ACC.
I'm going to keep notes here.
Clemson is the highest ranked in the ACC now. Florida State was, but they're going to drop.
I am very excited to see what shakes out in the ACC because I don't think there's a clear favorite. Because Miami, it's still a question mark because last year they were like, they're supposed to be good. They got Cristobal. And like, they dropped the ball. They got a lot of transfers, but I'm not sure.
I'm just going to look up the FanDuel playoff.
So I say Clemson. NC. You say NC State?
Yeah, NC State is mine.
What do you think in the ACC?
Oh, God. You know what? Dude, you know what? I'm gonna ride with the Hornets. I'm going Georgia Tech.
Well, dude, how great would it be if Georgia Tech makes it?
I want Georgia Tech.
That'd be so fun in the new playoff
format. I mean, dude, they were looking pretty good.
Okay, so ACC FanDuel, the most likely team according to FanDuel is Miami of Florida at +170.
Really?
Bad. Over Clemson.
And none of us picked them.
And so. Over Florida State,
I don't know. I just don't, like, I feel like this has happened a lot with Miami.
Honestly,
Or a lot, where they're like, dude.
They're still riding off of, like, 2002. Like.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, last year when they lost a game because, like, Cristobal forgot, like, to call timeout, and then just, like, the game just ended. And they're like, so, I don't know.
Okay, so
does ACC get additional members into the playoff, or are they only sending one?
I think it just won.
Well, no, I mean, no, what I'm saying
anyone,
is, if they get one guaranteed, are there any others?
So it's
if they're the high
top
enough 12
ranked. Teams.
Right. That's what I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
Do so you think the ACC will have more than one team in the playoff? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Like,
no,
Florida State,
I think
looks
just
like
get one.
But Florida State looks like they're definitely, they're like, they don't, they look like they're going to lose more games.
Okay.
And then
12.
Ooh, Big 12 will have multiple.
Big 12.
Utah has a good chance at winning the Big 12.
Utah is the front runner.
Yeah.
It's like Utah, K-State, Kansas, Okie State. Okie State, apparently, the rumor is their star running back might be injured.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see what Oklahoma State did recently on their helmets? They now have a QR code that links directly to the player's NIL.
God.
So if you like a player... So if the Okie State player makes like an 80-yard touchdown, you'd be like, I like that play. Dude, you can scan his helmet.
They should have like
and just Venmo him $20.
Like
bucks.
It's like Twitch streaming of football.
It straight up
is. They should have like an active like scale showing how much money people are getting.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Big 12, it's like, I think if there's two teams that would, I think Utah, and then if there's another team that would make it to the playoff.
I like Okie State, honestly.
Okie State, dude, if their running back's injured, I don't.
That does change a lot.
He's really fucking good.
Yeah.
If they're running, if he's like out. Because
he's
like
the best in the league now, right?
It seems like he could have like it could be like an MCL, ACL kind of thing. So if he's out for the season, it's not Okie State.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think if it's anyone else, K-State.
If you're picking the conference champion right now, who is it?
Utah.
Utah?
Yeah.
Utah. I hate to say it as a BYU fan, but Utah has.
They have all the
right mechanisms to. It's different than when they entered the Pac-12 from a smaller conference.
Mm-hmm.
They're entering another conference as one of the dominant players in their previous conference.
The last two times,
Power conference.
Like the last when Cam Rising was the starting quarterback, because last season obviously didn't play at all. Mm-hmm. So two seasons before that, they won the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And so like, and it's like Brant Keith, he's back. And like, I don't know. It's like, it's Kyle Whittingham. It's just like,
bet against Whittingham.
Out of all the teams, they're just the most like, I think, well-rounded, like ready to go.
I agree.
The other team, it would be K-State.
A team that's going to repeat what K-State they did in 2007 and shock the world. And I'm going with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Dude, their jerseys this year look sick. I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at them. But
so you're going
to
say the Jayhawks are going to win the Big 12?
Jayhawks winning Big 12.
Jayhawks win the Big 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, they won the Big 12 in 2007.
Yeah.
No, like they sucked back then. Mm-hmm. It was, and if you look at like their record history.
Oh, no, they've always.
It's like 2006, they're like 2-10. And like 10. They're like 3-14. Then out of nowhere, 12-1.
Yeah.
And then the next year they're back to like 4-8 and like, dude, they just sucked.
Like Tulane. But
2007, yeah. Just one magical year.
They had some great names on that team too. Kansas Tlaib was on that team.
Yeah.
Aqib Tlaib.
Kansas has a quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe. Most teams do. Yeah.
No.
Comes pretty standard.
Why am I forgetting his name? I believe in their quarterback play.
I think they're going to be good.
So looking at FanDuel, they're the fourth most likely team.
I think they're going to be good, but I just like,
dark horse.
I think K-State's better. Like, I don't know. Like
it's a safer pick.
Yeah. If you want to go wild, I can.
My gut is saying Kansas.
I can go more wild than that. I'm gonna go.
You already said Utah.
No. I'm gonna say who's gonna be. I'm gonna say this. Who's gonna be in the conference championship?
Ooh,
it's gonna be Utah versus BYU.
How awesome would that be, man? Oh,
that would be so nuts. If BYU like turns it around this season, that's gonna be one of the biggest stories in college football.
I would love for that to happen. It's not going to, but no, I would love for that.
Real quick, BYU hasn't even announced who the starting quarterback
is. It's the BYU Jew, man. The BYU Jew.
He should be the starting quarterback. I was talking to my like hardcore college football friend, and he's like, the transfer they got, he's like a fifth-year guy, mm-hmm. and they're like, he might be worse than Slovis.
Really?
Oh, not might. He is worse than Slovis.
Yeah. So, like, and it's like, just have the Jew play.
Yeah.
He, at least the people like him. Like the players had way more fun with him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
the reports I've been reading, it seems like it's likely going to be
prediction on BYU football this year.
Oh, I don't think they're going to finish last.
How many games do they win?
Out of what do they have? 12.
Yeah.
Let's make them bowl eligible. 6-6.
Yeah. If they have like a positive season, that will be amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them going into Rice Eccles though and winning.
I'm going 4-8.
We need to see their schedule.
Yeah, let me pull it
up. Yeah, Southern Illinois, Wyoming, I think. I'd have to.
Okay.
I'm just.
The problem with BYU right now is they can lose any of these games.
Southern Illinois, SMU.
So they beat Southern Illinois.
They beat Southern Illinois.
They're at SMU?
Yeah, you know what? They beat SMU.
Yeah.
They can beat SMU.
They lose to Wyoming.
At Wyoming.
At Laramie.
Yeah.
They could definitely lose that game.
Shout out to Josh Elsis, one of my former coworkers. He used to work for Wyoming's media
staff.
They
beat Kansas State because that seems like a typical early season.
No, that's a
BYU.
Game,
yeah.
And that's at BYU. That's a game they can win.
Yeah.
That's what they can pull one of those out.
So we're 3-1 now?
At Baylor.
They lose to Baylor.
No, they can beat Baylor. Baylor sucks.
They lose at Baylor though.
I don't know, dude. That's the problem. Sometimes as well, BYU can play better away than they can at home, which I don't understand. But
BYU never makes sense. Is the problem?
Baylor.
They beat Arizona.
They don't beat Arizona.
They lose to Oklahoma State.
They get,
well, I guess it depends. If that running get back the is
shit
in,
shit kicked out them by Oklahoma State.
They almost beat Oklahoma State last.
That's
season.
True.
I know they did.
That was with bowl game on the line, though. There were huge stakes to losing that game.
Oh no! But even but still, for Okie State though, as well, it's like that was in Boone Pickens. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but like Arizona, I don't think they beat Arizona,
dude. That's the holy day.
But then again,
October 12th,
it's a home game.
UCF is a game they get blown out in
at UCF.
Here's the thing,
dude.
Like that's not a game they should, but that seems like from my 4 years of following BYU, it seems like they would do something like beat Kansas State at home early in the season, mm-hmm. go to UCF and get blown out.
Oh no,
yeah,
oh, they absolutely. But the problem, this is why it's hard, really hard predicting BYU, because also I look at that, I'm like, they go to Florida, and if it's like a night game, and then just like win. It's like that. I've also seen that happen a lot too. So like, I watched UCF
at Oklahoma last year, and that UCF team is pretty good.
Yeah. So actually,
and I know that's just based off last year's stats and whatnot.
No, the people are saying like UCF should be pretty good this year.
I'm putting my money.
They lose to Kansas. They lose to conference champions Kansas. Mm-hmm.
Kansas to come to BYU.
They lose to
Arizona State. They can beat Arizona State.
They'll beat Arizona State.
Arizona State's gonna suck.
They lose to Houston.
Was that how many games?
I don't know. They could beat Houston.
Four or five.
They can beat Houston as well. Houston's not gonna be good.
Look, I like what you're picking here. Like I see what you're saying. I'm just gonna say one of these, they're just gonna defy expectations and they'll get up to that six and get bowl eligible.
You know what?
They're gonna get 10.
Huh? 10 would be awesome.
You know what? So yeah, this is gonna definitely end to contradict what I said earlier, but I'm going to the conference championship. But I think I agree with Tanner. I think they can pull out six wins.
Yeah.
It'll be crazy, but like,
I think they're supposed to be last, right?
What if Retzlaff is the quarterback? Mm-hmm. I think their shot is a lot better.
Yeah.
Cause like they looked so much they almost beat Oklahoma, and then Retzlaff maybe threw a pick six on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
But you know,
okay,
what can you do?
Big Ten.
Big Ten. I can't go against Ohio State.
I knew it.
Oh, I'm so excited for
Big Ten. I think Ohio State and Oregon both go to the playoffs.
Now the question is, do you think Ohio State beats Oregon?
I don't know, man. This is gonna be
at
Ohio. Who's the home team?
Let's see.
I pick Oregon to win the whole thing.
I want Oregon to win it all.
They could.
Because dude.
Ohio State in Eugene.
Oh, ooh. Oregon's winning. Oregon's gonna win. Autzen is such a hard place to play.
Yeah, it is. I think the advantage is that their quarterback isn't a brand new quarterback this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a transfer. So
Ohio State?
Yeah, Howard.
He's from K-State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he's much more of a dual threat than we've had in the past few years. Since Fields.
It can be a lot more running.
Yeah. And we've got that South Carolina running back who just transferred over. I can't remember his name, but him and Trayvon Henderson should make a great running attack. It's early season too. Well, no, it's not. It's October 12th. That's the day of reckoning. There's so many good games that day.
And yeah, it's going to be, I'm so fucking
we've talked
excited.
About yeah, like so. Just booking an Airbnb and just watching football all day and having no one distract us. Because,
yeah, dude, I thought Oregon was going to the shoe, mm-hmm. but I was like, Autzen, man, like it's, and then that crowd's gonna be going fucking crazy. It's gonna be like the craziest, like, I don't think they've ever hosted.
It'll be like their intro to
number
the Big
one
Ten.
Team.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And this is gonna be really Ohio State's first test that season, because afterwards they have Michigan, afterwards they have Penn State, they have Iowa before, and Iowa's always got a great defense, but they'll be at Ohio State, so they don't get the voodoo magic with them.
And Iowa, even then, it's like you scored two touchdowns. And it's like Iowa, it's
classic Big Ten football.
So
man.
Locked in Ohio State conference champions.
I'm still going for it. Yeah,
I forgot, dude. The Fiesta Bowl last year, Oregon played Liberty. That sucks for Oregon.
Yeah.
They were number six and they had to play
Liberty. Deserved a good bowl game, but yeah.
They deserved a good bowl game, but they did not deserve to play Oregon.
And yeah.
Oregon beat them 45-6.
Yeah.
Okay. Oregon's first game is against Idaho. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Vandals.
Dude, it's going to be a pretty crazy couple of games for Oregon. Their second game is Boise State, who's actually, I think, supposed to be pretty good.
When Boise State beat Oregon and then that Oregon running back punched the jaw? LeGarrette Blount. That's who it was. I knew it was a name.
Dude, Oregon's third game, Oregon State. That's the third game. Although Oregon State shouldn't be that good this year.
No.
Michigan State. Who even knows what's happening with Michigan State? Oregon at Michigan. And then Oregon at Wisconsin. And then, okay, that'll be fun. But yeah, Big Ten. Yeah, Scotty out. So Oregon, or Ohio State. Oh, Michigan, I don't know how they're going to be this year.
Yeah, I think Michigan.
It would take a step back.
I'm just not sure the coach is going to repeat the success of Harbaugh.
Like, who's their quarterback?
And yeah, they lost. They don't have their quarterback anymore. And neither does Minnesota with McCarthy out for the season. That sucks, man.
I know, because he was looking good.
Means Jaren Hall gets to step in.
Jaren Hall. Dude, I hope so. Dude,
finally, Jaren Hall. Please get injured in the first game again.
Let's see. Jack Tuttle?
Yeah, I just... Like, Michigan's like a question mark. I don't know. Like,
I don't think they have an official...
Also, okay, here's also the thing with the Big Ten. Is now we have the college football playoff. The amount of times I've heard people talk about Penn State has been so crazy, because like, this is perfect for Penn State, because usually their only two losses are Michigan and Ohio State. So
Penn State's in the playoff, but
and so everyone keeps talking about
logical. That is, yeah. Penn State's in.
Let's look at Penn State's schedule, because it would be so funny if all this talk about how they're like a shoe-in.
West Virginia, Bowling Green.
So for Big Ten, they have a lot of teams high up as far as odds to go to the playoffs are. Ohio State is the highest team in college football with odds to go to the playoffs, with -650. Oregon at -330. Penn State -145. Michigan is the first that's plus at +150.
Dude, I can't that believe I can't believe I'm,
every one of those gut sounds I just made.
Dude, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I want USC to beat Penn State. I'm going to root for USC that game.
Is it at Penn State?
It's at USC.
Oh, it's at USC. USC, I'm really pissed about, because they're going to the Big Ten and they don't have any cold weather games this year.
That's USC, baby.
That makes me so angry.
You know, they hardly ever, I don't think, like, almost ever played at Utah when it was cold.
Yeah.
It was always favorable. Is that just USC?
Also, I will forever hate USC. Mm-hmm. Because I was at the game where BYU won and Zach Wilson started becoming a quarterback, like, drafty. Supposedly that's the game where scouts are like, we should look at this guy. Fun game, but I hate their marching band with so much passion.
Really?
Because they play one fucking song the whole game, and they won't shut up. It's just any play. They get a sack. They get a first down. They run 2 yards.
Isn't this the city of music and talent?
L.A.
Play the one song.
I mean, L.A. is the city of one talent. I was going to say Nashville is the city of music, but they're
playing
actually talented.
Bruno Mars or something.
Well, that's the thing. Is
Playboy Cardi or
like, there's so. Do something else. Just do something. Anything else. Please.
Yeah. No, I do.
And I think the worst part is my tickets were right next to the USC fan section and the marching band.
Well, guess what? What will make you feel good is that all those marching band people, that didn't go anywhere. Because the marching band just stops after college. Like, it is, because I know some people, like some band kids I was friends with in high school, and they're like trying to get me to listen to like marching band music. You know, you listen to this at home, like, no, this is for no one. This is the reason it's in a parade. They play it, and as they're walking past you, like, isn't this fun? And then they leave. It's
the
like,
lucky
they
ones
don't stay there and like, let's do an hour. Like, it's just like they're gone.
The lucky ones probably do studio work.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For like Bruno Mars and stuff. But yeah,
you know, or that's like, you know, so they work in a law firm. Like, I used to be a drummer.
Yeah,
they I used to walk around.
That's my favorite part of the ending of Remember the Titans, and finding out how many of the players ended up being insurance salesmen.
Oh, dude. Okay. Real quick to finish Penn State's schedule. So after USC, they play at Wisconsin. I still with Luke Fickell, I'm interested to see what happens. Like, but I feel like they're still building a team, but. Like, they have to go to Wisconsin, then it's Ohio State, but the Ohio State goes to Penn State.
Yeah.
And then
that's going to be a whiteout game.
No, the whiteout game's Washington.
Really?
Yeah. The whiteout game's Washington. I also feel bad for Washington this year. Everyone's gone.
Yeah.
All their players are gone. Their coaching staff's gone.
Whiteout game in Penn State.
Yeah, Where did Penix go to?
Penix? He went to the Falcons.
The Commanders or the Falcons?
Went to the Falcons.
He's the one. Okay, I remember the Falcons picked up a quarterback after they just got Cousins.
Yeah, they got picked at like number 7.
Yeah.
Like they picked up Penix. And Penix
it's
was
my
like,
favorite video watching the GM or the owner go down to the GM and be like, what the hell?
Penix was like a late second, early third on everyone's draft board.
Dude, like it's in it, it's just fucking it, cause Kirk's been like playing well and it's yeah. like and like you're you have oh my god
dude I'm gonna lose all my shit if Kirk gets hurt and Penix wins rookie of the year.
Well, how fun would that be?
It'd be
how
incredibly
fun would that yeah. be?
Remember when Tony Romo got hurt and then
who came in for Romo?
Dak Prescott.
That's right.
And
yeah.
won rookie of the year.
Because Romo came in for Bledsoe.
Well,
I think Romo came in for Bledsoe.
It wasn't. Bledsoe got benched.
Yeah.
Well, dude, let's also like just. I can't remember. I was gonna say some joke about how his replacement was, fucking who's the dude who threw the Johnny Harleen, BYU quarterback?
Oh, Max Hall.
No, John Beck.
John Beck, yeah.
So do we all? I think we all agree that this is finally the Cowboys' year, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're finally gonna put it together.
Gonna do it. Yeah.
Dak's gonna do it.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we're all agree. Dude. We all agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Biggest dark horse in the NFL: dude. Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, look, I'm just anything. Anything can happen in the NFL, as long as the Bengals win it all.
Geno did one drive yesterday. Surgical, 4 for 5, 63 yards and a touchdown.
Hey, guess what? This is something I've been really been making me laugh is with all the preseason talk and everything. I've heard one person talk about the Seahawks, like not like
yeah,
one no, nobody person. Is.
There's not
no
much hype
nobody
around.
Is about the Seahawks. Zero hype. And I think it's perfect for them to be a sleeper.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a very talented team, and they're looked over because Geno Smith is their quarterback.
Like on defense, who do they got?
Devin Witherspoon.
Who else?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I forgot about Michael Jackson.
Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
Tariq Woolen.
Jason Statham. Okay. So let's
Byron Murphy.
Also, real quick, I just want to shout out. So I was talking about the state of Washington. I just want to give a quick shout out to Coach Belichick.
Oh, wait,
his son is coaching at the Washington.
Oh, nice.
Really? There we go.
So it's fun to be like, Coach Belichick, let's go.
That's three generations of coaches. That's pretty cool.
So who do you got for the Big Ten?
Big Ten, Oregon.
I'm going to Oregon as well.
Yeah.
So Oregon, Ohio State.
So I'm picking Ohio State, but Oregon goes to the playoffs as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think for sure. Oregon are both in the playoffs. Yeah.
Any other teams you think make the playoffs?
I mean, Michigan, obviously, it's Michigan. Penn State.
Yeah, I would pick one of those two.
If Penn State, obviously, could do it. But I think it'd be so funny if they don't. If this, yeah. they're finally like, this is our window.
Yeah.
And then just
and they finish 13th for like the next 5 years.
That's my hope. I will cling on to that. And then like USC, I have no idea what they're going to look like this year. And it's like finally like, Lincoln Riley, how good are you going to be without Caleb Williams? And you have to play every team is more like a Utah team where they're like a tough.
Well,
tough
oh, shit. You know what I forgot about Oregon? They've got, speaking of Lincoln Riley, they got Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
From Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched him play last year. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
He's good.
Oh, yeah. He's, yeah.
I don't know why he left Oklahoma. He was,
you know, also
probably because he could go play for Oregon with Dan Lanning. Yeah, it's like, I feel like they seem way more exciting right now than Oklahoma's first year in the SEC.
That's true. That's fair.
General Booty also left Oklahoma.
Yeah, we went to like, a Milroe. We went to it's a bad team.
Is it?
But I'm sad about General Booty leaving.
Greatest name in college football.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
DeColdis Crawford's also pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, no, how about Dude Person?
Wait, seriously? sounds like a created player. No, it's a
real man.
Hell
named,
yeah.
Named Dude Person.
Dude Person. Who's he play for?
I think he might be out of college football right now, but that was a really good one.
Oh man, that's fantastic.
Dude Person.
SEC.
Oh, SEC is
Georgia.
I don't want Georgia to do it. I don't want Georgia to,
but if I'm a betting man.
Because it's like Georgia, the front runner is like Georgia, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Texas is.
Alabama is a question mark because.
Who replaced Saban? Who's the coach now?
It's
Washington's head coach.
It's DeBoer.
Oh, Seattle. Okay.
And he brought his whole coaching staff and
a ton of players from Washington.
But they still have, is it Milroe still the quarterback?
I think so. Yeah.
And he's like, dude, last year, apparently they were considering switching his position. Like they were going to like make him a wide receiver. So I just don't believe in
my
him.
Hot
who
take
did,
in
did
the
Washington
SEC?
Beat Georgia or who did they beat to get into? They beat Texas.
They beat Texas.
No, to get into the playoff or championship.
Who beat Alabama?
Michigan. Yeah. Michigan beat Alabama. Washington beat Texas.
So here's my hot take for the SEC. Alabama finishes unranked.
The state would implode, man. When's the last time that happened?
Oh, I can't remember.
They were pretty rough before Saban.
Before Saban. Yeah.
I know. There's a few bad years.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I could see it, but they'd have, I could see that. Or like 25th. Or like, but I could see, I think they lose at least three games.
They don't make the playoff.
Let me look at the schedule. Because like new head coach. He's a great head coach.
Western Kentucky.
But I just don't think Milrow.
South Florida. And I'm going to say this. They have a close game against South Florida.
They're going to Wisconsin. That should be a fun game. Are. Yeah, Georgia, Alabama. Georgia should win.
So Alabama is the 1-2-3. They are the fourth team on betting odds for making the playoffs in the SEC.
Are they below Ole Miss?
They're below Ole Miss, Texas, and Georgia. They have a -105 chance at getting into the playoffs.
They're
right above LSU.
I think Missouri beats Alabama.
Oh, yeah, dude. Missouri's
really
good. I know Ohio State went in not prepared for Missouri at all, but I think no one was prepared for Missouri to be as good
Mizzou
as they were.
Last year was fucking good.
And are they returning a lot of players?
Dude, they're ranked 11th, so I think
they must be bringing back a lot.
Bringing back a lot of people.
So I could see Missouri making a run of like losing the conference championship then.
I think Missouri is just going to be like a problem for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Like there was that one, I think it was like two seasons ago where Georgia went undefeated. They almost lost to Missouri. And they're not last season, they were keeping up with Georgia and then they just collapsed in the final drive. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think Missouri beats Alabama. That's at Alabama. That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Alabama at Tennessee. But I don't know who Tennessee has.
They just lost their quarterback.
Hooker's gone. But you never know.
Which, by the way, I heard Hooker is becoming one of the favorites at New England.
I mean, they need anything.
He was drafted well below their other guy.
Yeah, they need. I don't even know what New England the
Drake
Patriots
May.
Can do. Drake May has not been performing.
It's looking like Hendon Hooker is the favorite over at New England.
Alabama at LSU.
LSU.
Yeah. And then Mercer and then Alabama at Oklahoma.
You know who's a dark
I'm
going
to take
horse.
Bama on that one.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't. I don't.
I don't feel good about Oklahoma's first year in the SEC.
I don't know.
You know who I do feel good for their first year? Texas.
Texas. Yeah, Texas is still. They are. They are fourth most likely to go to the playoffs at -220.
Yeah, dude.
Under Oregon, Georgia, and Ohio State.
I don't know. I feel like this is a hot take. I don't know what it is. I just don't believe all the way in Georgia this year. I don't think they win the national
championship.
Their
last game is against Georgia Tech.
They're losing that game.
Georgia Tech beats Georgia.
I don't know why. It's like, I know I'm just an idiot, but I don't know. I just, my gut says that Georgia's not going to go undefeated. Like they're not going to win the national championship.
No. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm down with that.
I don't know why. I just feel like,
yeah,
I'm going with Georgia to win the national championship.
How about this? Imagine this. Georgia, Oregon, national championship game. Oregon wins. That storyline would be sweet.
It would be Oregon's first national championship ever.
Well, and then if you remember Dan Lanning's first game as head coach of Oregon was against Georgia and they just smoked them. Like Georgia just beat the shit out of Oregon. And then come back.
Oh,
and then to do the national championship and then win, that'd be a cool story.
Pretty fun.
That's a movie. Okay, so Georgia, they play first game against Clemson.
They're gonna win that.
Then Tennessee Tech
win.
Georgia versus at Kentucky.
Kentucky might put up a fight, but I don't think
Kentucky's not gonna beat them. Yeah, then it's Georgia Alabama at Alabama.
I still like Georgia for that one.
I think so. Auburn, Georgia. I don't even know what Auburn's doing.
There's one where I feel like Auburn could pull out some voodoo.
It's at Georgia? Yeah. Auburn's they're a team like that. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Mississippi State at Georgia. No.
No.
Georgia at Texas. That's going to be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
That's a week after October 12th, too. So that's like we get another amazing matchup.
Texas wins.
Should we go to Austin for that weekend?
Why not?
We probably can't get tickets to the game, but let's just hang out everywhere.
And that weekend, too, is also when they're doing a Formula One race in Austin.
Dude. So, like,
it's going to be crazy.
Let's go to Austin. Texas, let's get on Kill Tony. Let's
go to a Formula One race.
Go to Formula One. Let's go hang out.
Oh, but Georgia wins the rematch in the conference championship.
Ooh, I could see that.
I could see that because I feel like Ohio State, Oregon will be similar.
Okay. Then the next game's Florida. Florida, they're going to beat Florida. It's at Georgia, too. Like, Florida, I don't even know what's going to happen with them. Then Georgia at Ole Miss. That'll be a fun game. I don't know.
So
is Jackson, is it still Dart?
Do you remember when BYU was playing
USC?
So he used to be at USC. He was considered, BYU was one of the teams he was considering transferring to. BYU came to USC. I can't remember who won that game, if it was BYU or USC, but the students started chanting "fuck the Mormons," and Jackson Dart is a Mormon, and so he's just looking at the fans like, "All right, I'm out of here." I don't know
not
if that was
not going to BYU. Yeah. I'm going to Ole Miss.
No, I love Mormons. Well, I mean, I'd get Ole Miss if that was one of my options.
But of course.
But I don't know if that was the driving factor for him leaving USC. But it is funny that like the students are chanting "fuck the Mormons" when their quarterback is
like
a Mormon.
I mean, it's like, okay, so when BYU played at Oregon, was it last season
or 2 years ago? Yeah,
two years ago, and like they were there was a guy who played at BYU and then he transferred to Oregon to play and then he died. And then like a BYU player, like before the game, like he like ran out. I think
they left flowers on the yard line of his number.
Yeah, they did that. And then like during the game, all the Oregon fans were like, "fuck the more." Like,
yeah.
They were saying all this crazy shit. It was just making me laugh because
hear the crowd doing it as ESPN zooming in.
And I think afterwards, I think someone had to come out and be like, "We are sorry. We didn't mean," because they were trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Like, "we're so sorry about this player." And they were just like, "fuck you guys."
I do remember that.
So yeah, Austin. Fun place.
I remember that because you could hear the crowd doing it as ESPN was zooming in on the flowers man. A nice gesture by BYU as they left flowers on the, I think it was the 9 yard mark line, whatever number he was, they left it on that yard mark line. As a sign of respect and, unity and sportsmanship. Fuck the Mormons.
Dude, so funny.
Okay, so SEC, who do we got?
Also, real quick before that, UMass is going down to Georgia. They're going down to Athens and they're winning.
Dude, UMass. Oh, man.
UMass is a great team to do a dynasty rebuild.
UMass is doing it.
Okay,
SEC... We think Texas wins it.
Texas or Georgia?
I'm going Georgia.
I'm still holding on to Georgia, but I think Texas and Georgia both make it.
I'll go Texas to win the conference championship. Doesn't matter. They're both going to go to the playoff.
Is Notre Dame still independent? Or are they independent? ACC? So does Notre Dame make the playoff?
I have to look at their schedule. So I think Notre Dame makes
it. So based on what everyone said, mm-hmm. Here's who we have going to the playoff. Nine teams, right?
Nine so far?
Yeah, we got nine. So we still got to fill in
three more. Add Notre Dame?
We did not include Notre Dame. Notre Dame's in?
How did we forget?
Yeah.
They're
going to be top 12.
Dude, I fucking forgot. You know who's going to win the SEC? Texas A&M.
I do love
also A&M Texas this year is gonna be so good
because A&M tried so hard to keep Texas from joining the Pac or the SEC. They were the only nay vote, right?
A&M, we don't want.
They were the only one who was like, "Nope, no Texas here."
So okay, sorry.
Oh, so we got Clemson, NC State, Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. Utah, Kansas, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, Notre Dame.
Hold on, wait. We have three teams from the ACC.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, wait. We have.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
What?
Can you please say the last team again?
Notre Dame.
Oh. My God, dude.
You hear it now, right?
Yeah.
Let me see how you spelt it. Yeah, he spelt it wrong. N-A-T-O-R-E. Or N-A-T-R-E. There's no R.
N-O-T-R-E.
No, N
It's right here.
N-O-T-R-E.
Yeah, you did not spell it that way.
Here we go.
Oh, N-O-R-T-E.
And that's how you're pronouncing it. You were saying Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
You got the real Chicagoan. Oh, them Notre Dame. Notre Dame. Them Notre Dame fighting Irish. I tell you what, they're gonna pull it out this year.
Okay, so first up, we can't have three teams from the ACC.
No, that does feel wrong.
Take Georgia Tech out.
I love your convictions were real like tested immediately.
Well, I want Clemson out too. I don't want Clemson in there.
Do you think NC State could run it?
We'll just have one ACC team. Yeah, because I don't think.
All right, we gotta decide Clemson or NC State.
I'm gonna stick with the dogs. Let's take out Clemson.
All right, let's do it. NC State, go Pack.
All right, NC State. Okay. Big 12. We got Utah and Kansas.
Okay. I feel good about that.
Why not?
Big 10. We got Oregon, Ohio State.
Okay, we gotta throw another Big 10.
Feel like Penn State.
No Penn State.
Well, we're adding teams right now. I'm taking who we predicted to win the conference.
Okay.
Let's go Penn State.
Let's go Penn State in. Yeah. Actually,
them finishing 13th would be hilarious.
I don't want them to be in it.
Michigan.
Dude, Michigan. Do you think they make it?
I think they do.
All right.
I mean,
I think they
here's the thing.
Ohio State.
I want them to.
Yeah.
I do not. No, I want them to because I want Ryan Day to be fired.
He will. If it happens this year.
I just don't believe in Ryan Day. After they beat Notre Dame last year, he's pounding their chest. He's like, we're a tough team.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's like, beat Michigan first and then pound your chest.
But he got angry at Lou Holtz.
Ohio State loses to Michigan, but then wins the national championship.
Oh, man.
Ohio State?
Yeah. Ohio State fans would be so perplexed.
Let's wait till we get to the national championship prediction. But okay, so
Ohio State fans would be so perplexed.
Michigan, Penn State are in.
Oregon.
So we're doing four from the Big Ten.
Michigan. Yeah, four.
For now.
Okay.
Because also we have to add more SEC teams.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Okay, we got 10.
Okay, let me look at Notre Dame's schedule really fast.
Read the SEC teams that are in.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, sorry.
Notre Dame's schedule really fast. Notre Dame at A&M.
Okay,
that will be interesting because I really don't know how Notre Dame's going to be this year
at Texas A&M.
At A&M.
Okay,
first game. So that'll be fun. So I don't know who's going to win that.
I do really like their coach Freeman.
Yeah, I like him too. He's a hot guy. Then
Ohio State guy.
Notre Dame. The next game is Northern Illinois. Win at Purdue. They should win, but it is Purdue. Dude.
At Purdue is always the scariest thing to see on your schedule. You have no idea how that game is going to go.
So that's a question mark. Then it's Miami, Ohio win.
Yeah.
They play Louisville, should win. Stanford, they should win. Although they lost to Stanford last
ACC
year.
ACC possible champion Stanford. Uh-huh,
exactly. Then they play at Georgia Tech. That'll be a fun game. At Navy, then they play Florida State, then they play Virginia, then they play Army, then their last game is against USC.
Yeah, so they
let's
come
put,
out.
Let's put
they come in. Out unscathed.
Let's put them in the
like they'll lose a game or two.
I feel like top 12 is pretty doable.
Yeah, I think they can pull it off.
Okay,
yeah.
So SEC. I like Mizzou,
and I think Mizzou or Ole Miss. Because what are we at? How many teams are we at right now?
If we add Mizzou and Ole Miss, we're at 12. But I want to add a power.
Oh,
G5.
Boise State.
You think they can do it finally?
But they're supposed to have a pretty good team, but
I know nothing about them this year.
Yeah. I've randomly followed their subreddit, but
are there any ranked teams in the Mountain West?
No. I think
top 25 are.
No, no one in the Mountain West. Let's go with Wyoming.
Oh, dude, I would love to see. There's no G5 team ranked.
No.
You know, we did also miss a team from the Big 12 that would be the best to have in it. It would be Iowa. But because there's no divisions now, I don't think there's a path.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no G5 team is in the top 25 this year.
I'm going to type in who's the best G5 team.
Boise State, it looks like. They're at 27.
They're at 27?
Yeah.
Liberty. Let's go with Boise State. That's fun.
Let's go. Yeah, I want Boise State.
Okay.
Okay.
So Boise State in at 12. So whoever Ole Miss and who was the other SEC team so we said?
Ole Miss and Mizzou.
We got Mizzou. Oh, yeah.
Ole Miss. I want Mizzou in over Ole Miss.
Me too.
Just because I want them. I'm not sure if I believe it.
But I'm exactly the same.
And then do we feel like Big Ten gets four representatives? Because right now it's Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and Penn State.
Yeah, so we got 13 ball clubs.
So we
got
to get
rid of one.
I think my gut.
NC State is safe because they have to.
I think take Michigan out.
All right.
Michigan. Okay. So what we got for the college football playoff, NC State, Utah, Kansas, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Boise State.
That's a playoff right there. Wait, oh my, you know what sucks though? I forgot. A team like Liberty could also work their way into this.
Yeah.
We're going Boise State.
Dude.
Well, that's, yeah.
Two G5 teams would be so much fun.
Oh, I would love that. Liberty, I mean, they went undefeated last year.
2007.
Except for, you know, when they played Oregon.
You think about if there was a playoff in a year like 2007.
Oh, yeah.
That Boise State team.
What's the year they lost to Nevada? Because that felt like the year Boise State was actually.
That's when they had Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. But no one knew who Kaepernick was at the time.
Dude, the Boise State kicker missed like three PATs or something.
Dude, also, if they did a playoff in 2008 when Utah went undefeated, because they beat Alabama that year in the in the
Sugar Bowl. Game.
Yeah.
Like
shout out RJ Rice.
RJ Rice.
Sugar Bowl
there.
Champion.
So let's rank these. Number one, I'm going with Georgia.
I think the top four, it'll be like Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State,
Big 12.
It depends on if Utah pretty much goes undefeated, they could be in the top four.
Yeah.
If they go undefeated, they're obviously a top four.
Yeah.
But,
I feel like whoever the Big 12 conference champion will be number three.
Depends on the record.
Even with a record, I still think they'll be number
three. I don't think they'll be number three.
Utah's ranked fourth.
Okay. Let's do it.
What are we going with?
Ooh.
It's tough because it's either like Georgia,
Ohio State, Oregon, or Georgia.
It's one of those three.
Yeah.
Unless Texas wins the SEC.
That's true.
If Texas beats Georgia.
Quinn Ewers could. I like Quinn Ewers the more and more he's playing.
I like it too because it's also they keep sidelining the Manning dude.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the picture of all three quarterbacks for Texas flexing? They're all ripped.
They're the big boys.
They are.
Yeah, they're getting that Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I think it's down between Ohio State and Georgia.
For number one?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go Oregon number one.
Oregon.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Oregon number one. Because if Oregon goes like undefeated and the teams they beat, they're beating like Ohio State. He's Dylan Gabriel. He's the guy who's the Oklahoma's quarterback last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oregon's set with quarterback. They're going to be good.
Oregon is like, they're stacked.
Let's go Oregon number one.
I'll go Oregon. That's what I want.
Let's go Georgia number two.
You think Georgia is going to beat Texas?
If Oregon's number one, it's not Ohio State number two.
No. Do you think Georgia beats Texas?
Texas wins in Austin. Mm-hmm. Georgia wins the rematch.
Who's Georgia's quarterback?
Oh, it's a senior. He's been on the bench for the last 4 years. Beck or something like that.
John Beck came back. This is really where I'm like, you're putting up against the wall back to where I really believe in Texas. Because like
Stetson, no, it's not Stetson Bennett. Why is it?
Stetson came back.
Yeah. Carson Beck is his name.
Oh man. I don't know. Because it's like, do you guys really believe Texas can do it?
Look at that. Look at that face. That's the face of the guy who's going to murder people.
Yeah, that's a guy who you want driving your team. I'm going Georgia. I believe in
Georgia number two. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Georgia is the new, now that Nick Saban's
the new Bama.
Gone, it's the new Bama. Yeah. It's like a sure pick.
Well, they already have been that way. That's why I was so happy last season when they just had a step back. But you know, I think I think Texas is going to do it, but let's go. Let's put Georgia number two.
Okay. Number three.
We did Oregon, three, Georgia,
NC State. No, I'm just kidding.
Who would be number three? I mean,
if Utah's undefeated, it could be right there.
If Utah's undefeated,
or is this where it's like Georgia, Texas?
No, because if Utah's like, if Utah's undefeated, they'll be number three.
I mean, conference. That'll be hard since Kansas is going to be the conference champion.
The problem is like I don't believe. Man,
is Les Miles still the coach at Kansas?
No, because they have a new coach. He's only been coaching there for like a year or two.
Then definitely not.
Dude. Yeah, if Utah goes undefeated, obviously the number three. But why not? Why not? I'll put all my eggs in the basket. Why not?
Okay. Four, I'm going Texas.
Yeah, and Philly lost to Georgia.
And then five, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Ohio State's not the conference champion, then I think that's fair.
Okay, so six.
Is that where we put NC State?
NC State would be seven, I think. If they well, actually it depends. I mean, so much depends on the record. Who else is it? Who else do we have that's like a really good?
We can't have of the four power conferences.
I think Penn State.
Penn State?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Penn State.
That's okay.
Actually, wait, no. Who
I have Penn State more like an eight or nine range.
Yeah, I mean, who else would be there instead of Penn State? Who else have
we got? Picked? Mizzou,
Ole Miss, Mizzou.
We could go Kansas,
Boise State,
NC State,
Boise State seven.
Boise State seven feels good. Let's do Mizzou. Let's do Mizzou there at six. Mizzou, Boise State,
Mizzou. So we got three SEC teams in the top. Yeah, that's
believable. I still I want to fight for NC State there actually, but so NC.
Let's go NC State seven.
Yeah, okay. You can't have a power four conference champion.
Okay, NC State yeah. seven.
That low.
Then we got all the SEC teams.
So now I feel good at how many other SEC teams?
Let's we only have now. Okay, now we go Penn State. Next, Penn State eight.
No. Next, let's go Mizzou, then Penn State.
Mizzou's at six.
Oh, now let's do Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, I just want to keep pushing Penn State down the line.
Yeah. Well, and then the CFP loves the SEC. So if we're looking at like teams or conferences mm-hmm. having unfair or
so Penn State nine.
Yeah, I like Penn State at nine. Okay. Did we get Boise State yet?
Do Boise State at 10.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And
it's going to feel like a disrespectful 10, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's going to be a season where they deserve to be higher.
Undefeated. Yeah. And they'll, like they would have missed.
Unquestionably.
Then they've missed the New Year's Six Bowl. Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
Unquestionably undefeated.
I like the Jayhawks at 11.
Yeah.
And then we put the Fighting Irish at 12.
Yeah. I like that. Because I still don't really believe in Notre Dame all the way, but they don't have a hard schedule.
Okay. And so that
I like how you typed an ND after I critiqued you.
Yeah, I'm not trying that again. I said Fighting Irish this time.
Yeah, there we go.
That means our first round will have Ohio State playing the Fighting Irish.
Don't the first four get a bye?
The first four get a bye.
Okay.
So that means five Ohio State would play.
Oh, that's right.
Notre Dame. Then we got Kansas versus Mizzou.
Ooh.
That's an old rivalry game.
Back in the Big 12 days.
Kansas Mizzou in the college football playoff.
Mm. In the first 12 team playoff. I like that a lot.
Then we got Boise State, NC State.
Ooh.
Boise State could win that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this now a lot.
And then Ole Miss versus Penn State.
Dude.
So let's make this bracket. Okay. I got Ohio State.
Who are they playing again?
Notre
Ohio
Dame.
Ohio State beats Notre Dame.
Then after that, we got Kansas and Mizzou. I got Kansas.
Mizzou.
Yeah, I'm going Mizzou.
All right, we're going Mizzou.
I just like Mizzou too. Like
I like okay. that matchup I so like much.
Boise yeah, State, NC State.
Boise State.
Yeah. I stopped for like 10 minutes in, is it Columbia? Where's Mizzou's?
I don't know. It's
it's Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah. I stopped for 10 minutes for lunch there when me and my brother were driving to Utah from Ohio, and it was fun.
Okay, then we got Penn State and Ole Miss.
I like Ole Miss.
I like Ole Miss
Penn
too.
State.
I just don't believe in
remember
James Franklin.
Franklin doesn't finish. Yeah. You think Day has been bad with Ole Miss, not delivering. Franklin is even worse.
Ole Miss, like, I don't really like either of those teams, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ole Miss is also a team kind of like Penn State.
Who's coaching Ole Miss? Is it
the
guy whose career is crazy?
Yeah. He's wild.
Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, his resume is so fun.
He's, yeah. It's like, and he was a dude who was like trying to vie for the Alabama job. He was like, I think he was trying to go for it. But
I mean, they did have one of the best offenses when he was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah. But Ole Miss and Penn State, it would be such an amazing lineup just because like they are similar in that like they just can't quite pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means we got Boise State playing Oregon.
Oh my god.
Oh, let's go man. With the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, Smurf turf. Oh no. That's just
if Boise State
man, I love
were,
that.
They
if dude. There was a team who they would beat.
It's Oregon.
No.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, I mean, it would have to be. It would be
the
ultimate.
Yeah.
Comes full circle.
Yeah.
No, it would be an ultimate classic. Like, just it would have to be that kind of game. But there's no way. It's
gonna be Oregon. I love the matchup, but love I think.
It. Yeah, so we got Oregon.
I think Boise State has their Cinderella run in the first round.
No, if they played it in Idaho, different story.
Yeah. Yeah, if they played
on Smurf turf, no way.
It'd be destiny.
Will the committee let them wear their blue uniforms on the Smurf turf?
Oh, dude, exactly. That would be because if they can go camouflage, then
because when they join the Mountain West, they are forbidden from doing that, right? Isn't that why they have orange jerseys now?
I think so because it is pretty fucking hard to see, especially if you're watching.
Oh yeah,
like, it's very difficult.
Okay, so then we got Ole Miss. Versus Georgia.
Ooh, Georgia.
Yeah.
I just don't see another way out. Who knows though? Jackson Dart.
Okay. Then we got Mizzou. Wait. Yeah. We got Mizzou versus Utah.
Ooh.
That's a good.
That's a great lineup, actually.
That's a good game. That's at Utah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Utah.
I think, Utah wins. I think it's going to be a fucking crazy game, though.
Okay. Yeah.
If then the top four win, then there's going to be a lot of complaints.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State and Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
I pick Ohio State.
I'll be at Texas, though.
At Texas.
Ohio State pulls that up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go Texas. I believe in them, so I'll go Texas. But
I'm biased. I can't.
No, before the list, it's a house.
We're doing it on voting. So
yeah.
Ohio State.
It's a house date.
Yeah.
Put Ohio State. But that would be. I want that game.
Yeah.
That's
so
Ohio think, State, Texas.
So we think
the top they lost four, the last matchup.
Besides Texas, come out unscathed after their bye weeks.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay. And then. That means we got Ohio State versus Oregon.
Oh,
a rematch
for the national championship spot.
This could be their third time playing each other.
Oh my god!
For the national championship spot,
they play in the Big Ten championship. They play in Eugene.
Oh my!
And now they play. This would be like the Rose Bowl or something.
Holy shit, dude! This is so. Did we say that? So we said that Oregon goes undefeated. Yeah, the number one. Yeah, so.
Ohio State wins.
So to beat that a team three times?
You don't beat a team. You don't beat Ohio State three times in one season?
Although,
no way.
Unless this is the beginning of the end of Ryan Day.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't believe it. No, dude. Dyes his hair jet black.
Mm-hmm. It does do that.
Like, and also, what's his name? Fucking head coach for Oregon. Like, he was... was he offensive or defensive coordinator for Georgia?
Was he?
Like,
I don't know that.
So I feel like he's more. He seems more like a dude who wants to. Like, I don't know.
I just don't.
Three times.
I don't believe Oregon could beat Ohio State.
Okay, you guys are voting for Ohio State, so it's going to be.
You think Ohio State beats?
Let's give them the upset. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got Ohio State as a 5 seed going to the national championship.
Hey, the first year they went in as the 4 seed, a controversial 4 seed.
And they won it easily, actually.
Yeah. They handed it to Oregon. The real game that season was Ohio State Alabama. That one felt like the real national championship.
This is where it gets dicey.
Well, it's like Ohio State Georgia, remember a couple seasons ago? Where like CJ Stroud came alive and like that.
Dude,
Ohio State should have won that game.
Yeah. I know. That was so incredible because like Stroud had just a bad game against Michigan. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of fans being like, this is our guy. Like,
yeah.
And then I don't know if I can ever have 10 minutes with Stroud. I want to ask him what he did those 6 weeks between Michigan and the playoff game, because he was a different person, completely different.
Well, then you look at him in the NFL. It's
like, he's doing great. It's like, I love it, man.
It's like I fucking love him.
I love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched him just talk football too? Yeah, no. The dude is a genius.
No,
if I ever had 10 minutes to talk to him, I would ask him what he did in those 6 weeks, because that Ohio State Georgia game.
Yeah, they should have won that. They should have won. And like, even Kirby Smart said that. He's like, we should have lost. Yeah,
I know, man.
But anyway.
I hate that some of my Ohio State's best games are near misses.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one where they barely lost to Clemson, where fucking Trevor Lawrence lowered his head, but then they called targeting on the defense, because you're never going to call targeting on offense.
No, and then
especially on a quarterback.
Yeah. But then how awesome would that have been, though?
He gets ejected. Dude. That would be so sick.
Because it was it Denzel Ward who was tackling him?
I don't know.
I think it was Ward. And Ward went to, he put his head to the side of Lawrence's chest, but Lawrence lowered his head, so his head got struck.
Yeah.
And they called targeting.
There needs to be different tiers of targeting. Like there has to be like full, like really good targeting. And there has to be a tier where because there's ones where it's like, it's not like, it's like, it kind of seems more accidental. And then
remember that BYU Utah game in 2017 in Rice Eccles? Mm-hmm. There was a couple targetings on BYU that were like, Satake lost his mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Ohio State. It's going to the national championship.
And then, so that means our next game, Utah versus Georgia.
Oh, shit.
going Georgia.
You know what? I mean, I have to go with my team, but I mean, they beat Alabama before. Like, they beat Nick Saban.
I mean,
and this is a better team.
If this scenario is true that we're putting Utah as an undefeated team going in,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think they got the stuff to beat Georgia.
They could.
Yeah.
My God. Like that would be it'd be the biggest game in Utah's history, unless if they win the national championship.
Oh yeah.
So you guys voting Utah?
I have to.
I'm going Utah in this
national
lineup.
Championship, Ohio State, Utah.
Rematch of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And they still have Cam Rising.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
if Cam Rising's not hurt,
oh, man.
I go with Utah.
Can you imagine Cam getting his shot against Ohio State? Oh, he got hurt in that game.
Yeah, because towards the end of that, he got hurt. And, oh, my God. And that was such a fun matchup, too.
Yeah. Remember, Ohio State has the number one pass defense this year, though.
I vote Georgia. I think it's going to be Ohio State, Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, more of the reality, like what's most likely to happen. Of course,
this matchup, Drew, it's your vote that matters, because we know where we're both going.
Yeah.
So whatever you say is
how did we get to this where both of our favorite teams are the national championship?
We're just willing it.
Ohio State
This is based off the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
If Cam Rising is in that whole game, different story.
Right.
Cam Rising is playing the whole time, doesn't get hurt. I go with Utah.
Let's go.
And it's the perfect path for Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
dude. I mean, they got
playing a five seed.
But they're also playing against the number one pass defense.
Well, of course. It's going to be fucking crazy. It's like in there. And also, Utah's like running back room this year isn't as strong as it has been in the past. Like, it's still like, it's still good. But like, they lost Jaquindon Jackson. I think he went to like South Carolina or something. So,
dude,
it's not.
Watch we predict this perfectly. And this podcast episode blows up,
dude.
Like three random Utah guys picked
guy to guys sitting there to BYU shirt and then
picking Utah to go to the national championship.
Oh my!
Look, I like to think myself as a rational BYU fan. I love BYU.
No, you are, because the non rational BYU fans are like they every season
they're top 12, man. They're top 12
every season. Yeah. Like, this is it.
This is it.
And like, I'm like talking to my brother about like how they struggle. You know, like, it's harder to recruit to BYU. Yeah. He's just like, why?
Well, and then, you know, like, but BYU always wins that one game they shouldn't. And that's when you're like, oh, shoot, this is it.
No, I know.
They are going to do it this year.
That's why I love BYU, because out of nowhere, they go to Oklahoma. They go play Oklahoma and beat them when they have their Heisman winning quarterback. So, like, it's, you never know. But,
Utah national champion.
Utah is the national championship.
Dang, man. Dang.
Parade in Salt Lake.
If Ohio State's playing Utah, we're going to have to do some kind of bet.
Oh, I mean, do we have to like rent out? We have to like rent a fucking building or something. Like, I don't know, like, what we'd have to do. It'd be like, we'd have to, do we just rent out a Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, that'd be fun.
There we go.
No, I mean, like, some kind of bet between me and you.
Oh, no, we'll bet. Yeah. Like, I just want like a venue for it where, it's a,
I was thinking like someone just had to do stand up in the other team's jersey if they won.
That seems pretty low stakes.
Okay, we can raise the stakes. Well, yeah. We've got a few months to discuss.
I got an Ohio State jersey. Like, what's up? Yeah. Like,
we got to actually get to the playoff first.
Yeah. I want, because then if that happened, one of us comes on stage wearing the team who just won the national championship. It doesn't seem like it's that crazy. But like, what's up, guys? Ohio State won it all.
Fair enough.
But we'll figure it. I mean, that would be the most fun bet to figure out if both of our teams are in the national championship. But
so I know we're coming long here on this podcast, but we have to bring up the day of reckoning, October 12th, too.
Do you know about the schedule?
Tanner's told me all about it.
Yes.
October 12th.
So I've got BYU Arizona on there because this is a group chat to my brothers.
Okay, also, I'm very excited for the BYU Arizona game.
Yes. Yeah, like, it's a good one.
Okay.
But I mean, there's much better games. We've got Florida versus Tennessee, Ole Miss versus LSU, Ohio State versus Oregon, Washington versus Iowa, Penn State, USC, Texas, Oklahoma.
Dude, it's a good day. I forgot the Red River Shootouts on that
day. Yeah. It's an insane day.
The Cotton Bowl.
No, it's not the Cotton Bowl.
No, that's where they play it.
Red River. Oh,
they do. It's,
I forgot the neutral
Texas State Fair. Yeah.
I like that tradition, actually.
No, it's sweet.
Pretty sweet.
And I love that, like, it's like split straight in half.
Yeah.
It's like with like the fans.
So
like
Utah and BYU used to play at the Bee Stadium.
play what?
No, dude.
I feel like the split is Point of the Mountain. So like to just build a stadium
Play at Lehigh.
Lehigh Pioneers, man. No, that can fit all the fans.
Neutral site, SUU Stadium.
Just go all the way south.
Go to Cedar City. I cannot wait for that day. And then the next week it's Georgia, Texas, or
that
but dude, it's gonna be
fun.
Also,
I'm so excited.
Also, dark horse in the SEC is, I don't know what's gonna happen to LSU. I don't know how good, like, there's a couple teams in the SEC where,
that's true, we didn't put them in the playoffs, but they very much could be LSU, one of the teams that gets in there over Ole Miss. Maybe
I think it, just because it's like, you know,
they just lost their
Daniels
Heisman.
Is gone, and
they,
like,
lost their Heisman quarterback
last year. Their defense was not good. Their defense sucked last year.
Last thing, who is the worst team in college football this year?
Oh, because, I mean, it's like UMass, all that. But like, how about like who's the worst
should be good. Yeah,
it should be good.
Let's look at the rankings right now. So far,
looks like Florida State.
State's already I don't have no network connection.
Yeah, I'm going Florida State. That seems like a safe bet right now.
Okay.
No, I'm going doubling down Alabama. They don't make the top 25.
You know what? I'm going to join you on that.
That would be, obviously, Alabama, if they lose four games. Like,
Alabama finishes unranked. I was going to say bottom 20, but no, unranked Alabama.
I think that's a great pick. Let me see. If Notre Dame falls, like, that would be crazy because their schedule's not that nuts. Like, their schedule's pretty easy. So if Notre Dame falls, that's big. I mean, Clemson. Clemson's already kind of been doing this. Clemson for sure. Tennessee is just going to do what Tennessee does. I mean, right now, Miami. But yeah, I think Alabama. Let's go with Bama.
Bama's
the craziest one. Because Milroe, I don't know. New head coach.
Well, I like it.
But he's a really good head coach.
But we should, Tanner, we should have you back on for we'll have to do like a
playoff reunion.
We'll have to do a playoff reunion. Then we'll have to do like an NFL playoff preview.
Yeah.
And then a March Madness preview.
Unless you want to do, you know, a college football recap, like, we can do it sooner than that too. If you want to, like, we got to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Come back and then just talk about, or we just go and hang out and just talk about college football.
Or we record a podcast while we watch a game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Live react to a game.
Live react to BYU Utah. Although I might just want to watch that game. Yeah. That's the problem. All right, we'll pick a game. Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Pick a game we live react to.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was trying to find out when the last time Alabama finished unranked. I didn't find an answer, but the last time they were unranked was 2007.
Also,
well, that was like right when Saban came in, right?
Yeah, about them.
Big news, college basketball. Gonzaga is opening their season against Baylor.
Ooh. That'll be a game. Home or away?
Neutral.
Oh, one of those tournament?
Wow. No, it's not a tournament. It's
like a regular season?
Regular season, but just a neutral site.
That'll be fun.
I think they're playing Vegas.
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah. Mm. Vegas has some fun games, man. The Vegas Raiders Stadium is
Allegiant Stadium is awesome.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to be like a T-Mobile.
That makes sense. Where the Kraken play.
Where do they play the Big 12 championship?
They're not the Kraken, the Knights.
Do you know where they play the Big 12 championship?
I think Jerry World.
Oh, they play AT&T. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Although, yeah, the last couple of times for the Pac-12, it's been Allegiant, and that's been sick. But Dallas would be cool.
Well, they did the Big 12.
It will be at Jerry World.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there we go. Utah national champions. Anything else before we end this?
Cam Rising Heisman.
As an Ohio State and BYU person, it hurts me to hear you guys say that.
Coach Witt, Coach of the Year, obviously.
Like, 100% he'll get Coach of the Year. If he wins the Big 12 their first time in the conference, that should put him up for Coach of the Year.
Dude, Coach of the Year, and then, yeah, man. I mean, who? Oh, yeah. So Cam Rising Heisman for sure. Yeah, obviously if that happens, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although, who knows? You know, maybe some a punter for Iowa gets the Heisman.
But, it's about time they got their recognition.
All right, boys.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bauer.
See you around.